Hey, Joel, just say whatever.
Joel.
Just say whatever you want.
Yo, Joel.
Welcome to Curiosity Public. Dutch.
Jules.
Done.
And welcome to yet another episode of our ultimate spirits competition, our quest to review every sipping spirit on the face of the planet, subject it to our 100-point scoring system. And in this episode, guys, going to the tequila.
Is that water?
It's a clear tequila, which means that it is a Blanco tequila. And in this episode, we are going to be reviewing none other than Tequila Ocho. So let's get a quick look at the bottle here. This is a pretty popular brand in the kind of tequila nerddom out there. It's one of the ones that is well respected for not using any additives. And as you can see here, there's something called the Ultimate Spirits Challenge.
Competition.
What?
I think they're trying to rip off our acronym of, you know, USC.
And we're not ripping off
this is
USC.
Forbes magazine. So, hey guys, I don't think Forbes has anything on Curiosity Public. I think our review matters much more, don't you?
I don't even know what that is. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, right. You're the one who sent me their top 10 last week.
Every week. Every week
like,
there's a new one.
Look at this top 10, yeah.
10 whiskeys you can't live without.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm going to crack into this. I know a little bit about it, and I think it's a Camarena family product who does the G4, which we like a lot as well. But I'll get us poured. Dylan, you got anything else?
Yeah, so this is a collaboration between Tomas Estes with the Camarena family. And it's interesting because they have like this, what do you call it, the tequila vintage.
Yeah.
Which is something that's unique to this brand. It
spilled a lot.
It really kind of focuses on where all of the agave comes from, how it's harvested. They really focus on kind of the origins of the product.
As you point out on the back, I'll do another close-up here. It does say kind of the estate that it came from, single estate, El Pastizal. And it actually talks about, you know, whatever the particular batch is on the bottle. And you can see they do have a date. So this is a 2021 bottling right there. Agave harvested in 2021. And they do have like a, you know, barrel number and all that stuff. So, or bottle number.
Yeah, some argue this is like the tequila nerd's tequila. You know, if you want to geek out on like the minutiae of production, which a lot of spirits drinkers, you know, tend to do. But boy, I mean, the
aroma is incredible.
Is incredible. So.
And it's not just because I spilled some here, but
it is also that.
It is also that. we should point out the NOM 1474. So, all right. Let's get tasting, guys. Oh, actually, we should point out for members of Curiosity Private and also members of our Patreon, our patrons, we will be filming a very awesome taste-off against one of the other most highly regarded tequilas out there. Are going to be a Blanco challenge between Ocho and Fortaleza Blanco. And again, you can become a member here on YouTube, or you can join our Patreon over on Patreon. Links will be below. We should also note in our tequila reviews, sometimes people ask about the tequila tasting glasses.
Yeah.
And we do keep a link in the description if you want to buy a set of these. We've got a link down there that you can. It also helps the channel out if you buy using that link to Amazon. So you can get the exact Riedel tequila tasting glasses that we use.
Riedel.
Sorry.
Riedel.
Yeah, we should note price paid $44-ish around there.
Yeah.
All right. We've had some time to taste. We've all scored it. We're now going to reveal our scores and discuss it. But first, Jules is going to give you guys a quick overview of our scoring system in less than 3 seconds. Done. Okay, perfect. Well done, Jules. I'm just going to flash it up
That's
on the
right.
screen.
Dude, you're falling behind. You're falling behind the graphic. Hurry up.
Yeah, the That's graphic's the already completed the circle. But
we do have a 100-point grading system off 10 categories that include aroma, flavor, body, complexity, balance, finish, uniqueness, drinkability, aesthetics, and value. We do weigh flavor more at 20 points and aesthetics and value at 5 points each. And you can medal in our competition if you score a 60 and above. So you go from bronze, silver, gold to diamond.
Mm. All right, let's reveal our scores. I had a little bit of trouble with this.
Really?
I did.
Fanboy?
No, it was. I had a hard time. I had a hard time figuring out my scores for each category.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I know what you mean.
And we'll get into it, I'm sure. But anyway, let's reveal our initial scores. Of course, this might change as we discuss it, but my initial score, 80.
Ooh. Okay.
78.
77.
Okay. So we're kind of clustered in the high 70s, low 80 there with me. Let's kick this off with Aroma. I gave it a 9.
Mm, I give it an 8.
I gave it an 8.
I see your 8. I just got such a wonderful, bright, amazing nose. The reason I say amazing is because I understand why some people are put off by a Blanco's nose. Sometimes it's a little bit too much, a little too direct for people.
Yeah.
I think this is extremely approachable. And I'm putting myself in the shoes of maybe a tequila novice who might come in and smell this. And this is such a great way to introduce somebody to a Blanco nose because it is extremely approachable and very easy to pick it out.
But that doesn't tell me why it's a 9 because that's close to perfect.
It is.
Meaning for Blanco...
For a Blanco, I don't know what else I would want from a nose. Maybe a little bit of sugar, maybe a little additional spice or something, but I'm kind of nitpicking here.
I would say you want more character only because it really stayed focused. I mean, you get the great agave smell. I was getting an earthy, minty thing, but it's like, that's it. Like, it was missing, something where to get higher than an 8, like something fruity maybe.
I get a little bit of fruit. I get almost like a strawberry in there.
It was reaching for me.
This is shocking because I am in line with you.
That is really shocking.
Right. So I think the issue here is that there's no doubt the aroma is incredible, but it's incredible because it has a very narrow band.
Yeah, but that's true of all Blancos.
Wait. No, it's not. No, it's not. So I actually would have scored this as a 6 in terms of aroma because I think it's all agave. It's like if you want to know what agave smells like in a spirit form, this is it. And you can smell it across the room.
Yeah.
So the thing is, it goes up from 6 to a 7 and to an 8 because the presentation of agave is, number one, so forward. And so well executed.
That's exactly
that it. But just,
that is a Blanco. That's all a Blanco can do is can you perfectly execute agave?
Yeah, but, to get to higher points, you need to find nuance.
No, I think there are others that have that, the mint.
Yeah.
There are others where you have a little bit more of that, like the earthy tones. Yeah. You have exactly. ones where there's a little bit of like that cactus flower.
Yeah.
You can get a lot of those things. And you know, we drink a lot. Well, I drink a lot of White Dog, right? And so I think you can still pick those out in different types of White Dog.
Yeah.
Depending on the grain, depending on the malt.
See, I almost took the opposite approach for me. I started at a 10 and I worked my way down. I was trying to think of what am I going to chip away at this? Because as a presentation of agave, I'm like, what's missing? But I see your point, and I think I actually will go down to an 8.
So, fanboy.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go down to an 8. I'm going to go down to an 8.
All right, we convinced them.
You convinced me. I mean, it makes sense. I get it. I don't think any of us are saying this is a bad nose.
No,
it's a
beautiful
nose. It's very clear. But for something special, it needs to have a fruit or a spice or something. Yeah, okay.
And I would.
So we all agree.
I would have 8. This unanimity. I would have this on my shelf just so that it's like a teaching
liquor.
Like we go, oh, you want to know what... Or why pure you want to sip on it? Yeah, you want pure agave? Here it is. Right.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to flavor, our biggest category out of 20. I struggled with this. I don't know. I couldn't figure out my number, but I ended up at a 17.
Same, actually. 17.
I gave it a 16.
Okay.
And it's the same issue.
Yeah.
It's the same issue.
I was picking up this, like, a peppermint and, like, some really, really subtle fruit somewhere, but it's just so much agave. But but I come back to what you said, it's perfectly executed agave.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm like, well, what do I really want in a Blanco? Maybe I just want to see how well the distiller can execute agave.
Right.
And so in a lot of ways, I'm like, maybe it should be higher. But then I also, we've had other agaves which have, even non-additive agaves, which will have other characteristics.
Right, right.
But they're not always as well executed as this. That's why I'm kind of struggling with this.
This is actually where I struggled because I think the key word that you had mentioned that really honed with me is execution. Because they execute it really well.
Yeah.
The problem with that is it sets the precedent. Like, this is like the baseline, essentially, what they should all be hitting for.
Yeah.
And because...
It's like a well-executed car. Way. It's like a Honda, but it doesn't have any flair.
Exactly. Like, so, like, where is the extra oomph that gets me to the higher score? So
I think the The execution and where it shines are in the latter categories, the later categories and things. Okay. I gave the flavor a 16. It's not a bad flavor. Again, the way I would describe this visually is if you have like the core agave, like it's really, really dense and prominent with just like a soupçon of mint surrounding it, right? And that's how I visualize the flavor. It's just like that. The issue with that is that that's what it is. It's the mint and the agave. It
stays there.
It's well executed for what it is. And the agave is once again very forward, like the aroma.
Yeah, but I get that.
I you know, when I look for like, are there any flowers, cactus flowers? Is there a little bit of sugar? Is there anything that else kind of rounds out the presentation? Not really. I mean, it's such a pure presentation of a very narrow scope in terms of the flavor. You have to both just love it, and you have to both like say, okay, this is not as great as, let's say, some of these others.
I would only push back in saying that there are probably some people that would argue with you and say that's exactly what a Blanco is supposed to do.
Yeah.
As opposed to the alternative, which is like, you know, you shouldn't be bringing in these other flavors. It should just be this core of perfectly executed agave. So,
yeah, some people argue McDonald's is the core hamburger of America.
But you prefer McDowell's,
right?
The one that lives in your mind.
I mean, it's
good.
Like
Five Guys. We know
the one that does not return his calls.
Okay, guys, we got to move on. Let's get to body. I thought the mouthfeel was great on this. I gave it an 8.
I gave it a 7.
I gave it a 7.
Yeah, I really like the mouthfeel.
I got a really nice buttery mouthfeel on my first sip. I thought.
Yeah, and actually, like,
and it lingered. Like, it It was did. Not
the
finished,
viscosity is really nice.
The viscosity is there. It coated my tongue. It was great.
I'm tempted to go up.
Me too. I understand the 8.
For a Blanco to be
for
able
a
to
Blanco,
do that?
Yeah.
You convinced me. I agree.
I think I will too.
I mean, like, waver between 7 and 8?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did 8. Too.
All right. Look at
unanimity.
That.
Unanimity.
Woohoo.
Good stuff. Okay, guys. Next category, complexity. 7.
7.
A 6.
Well, I think we're all thinking the same way. It's just
it's baseline. It is a little more than baseline.
But it is definitely better than your average Blanco, no question. Yeah. But as far as when I think of complexity, I think of how many notes are being played here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just
it's all focused on earth.
Very, very, very agave.
I mean, again, this number is it can be interpreted in different ways, right? Yeah. Again, the 6 doesn't mean that this is a bad product. No, it just means that, again, the presentation of the different flavors in that profile is very, very narrow in scope. I think it's done really well. Once again, I do think that this could be a representative if I'm going to teach somebody and say,
yeah, for sure.
Agave, 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 both in aroma and flavor, how it's so clean and very pure in its presentation. Yeah, but again, the complexity is not where it shines.
Got it. Next category, guys. What are we on? Balance. Very well balanced. 8 for me.
8.
I give it a 9.
Yeah, for what's here, it's harmonious.
So again,
but I would say it does skew to the raw agave.
Right. So again, I want to describe this because just in case some of the viewers haven't seen our other videos where I kind of describe this situation here. How can complexity be so low in terms of score, but balance so high? It's because you don't have to balance so many things, right? So if you have two things to balance, you can still screw that up.
Yeah.
In which case, I would probably take more points off because if you can't even balance two things, then that's really, really bad. But here, it's executed so well.
Mint, I mean,
like,
agave.
I love the mint. It's like I put water and a little bit of like a squeeze of lime or lemon, and like you know, it's
sparkling
if that,
water.
Yeah, if that balance is there, man, that's like a really refreshing drink. Same thing here. Why isn't it perfect? I don't know. I should give it a 10. I should.
Then do it.
Yeah, I'll give it a 10. Yeah, I don't have a justification.
I'm not
this
gonna
is where it shines.
I mean,
I have to give it points
I
for where it shines.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
I guess the reason I didn't go any higher than 8 was
I love the balance.
You have to search a little bit to find the mint.
Find what?
And the subtle fruit that's there.
Fruit. To find the fruit.
Yeah.
I think you should argue that in complexity, not in balance. Look, think about what is presented to you, and is it executed in such a way that you find it to be harmonious?
It's good.
You
it's
would have
eight.
To say,
an
yes, I think it's higher than an 8. I think it's higher than an 8. I think that's too low, guys. I think that's too low.
I don't know. I'll taste it again at the
well,
end.
Well, I also want to say, I think this is where the connoisseurs, when they say, yeah, they love this, I think this is why. I think just the presentation and the balance is so good. Mm. And it's so good because it's like the agave is just surrounded by this like thin layer of mint.
I'm going to stick with my eight. I know what you're saying. I don't find it as balanced as you do. On my palate, the agave hits so much harder.
Me too.
And sharper than
the mint. It still leans more on the peppery side than
there's a little bit of that. Yeah, exactly.
You're making things up now.
Okay, guys, let's move on to finish. I thought it was a great finish. It lasted pretty well. I gave it an 8.
I gave it a 7.
I
thought
a 7.
This was a mid fade kind of thing.
That's you know what I liked though is like after my second sip, I had was this just
coating
agave essence floating up on my palate, and it just enhanced the next sip. And I love that in a finish. Again, it was just that, and it was maybe a little bit short with the initial hit of the finish, but that. That after bit, you know, like the after finish. I don't know, the afterburn, what are we going to call that? But like the thing that happens after the finish finishes.
The post
like the aroma that kind of wafts up. I don't know. It did something nice for me to bump it up to an 8. I originally had a 7, but yeah.
No, I mean, like what I said earlier, there was like this mid to mid fade that happened to me. And I actually wished it lasted longer. And that's why I docked it, because it's like, it's actually as pleasant as it is on the finish. I'd like to enjoy it longer.
I hear that.
Yeah. I feel like this number, the 7 I gave, doesn't really describe the finish in a fair way. Because the best way I can describe it is, I've been talking about how like there's an agave core with a soupçon of mint around it, right? In the finish, it's like reversed. It's switched, where all I'm getting is like this huge, very, very pleasant mint with a lot of the agave stripped away. And so I said, okay, that's a little strange. Well, you know, in a really, really perfectly executed spirit, what I like is from the beginning to the end, you have this kind of well-rounded, very balanced thing. And it's kind of flipped. That's not necessarily bad, but it is, you know, like it's a different.
A little jarring.
It's a little different. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to uniqueness. Blancos are tough for me for you.
Yeah, that's why this was hard.
Yeah, it was a hard category. Yeah. I ended up in an 8.
Me too.
Oh, okay. I give it a 7.
I see the 7.
I could be talked up to 8, but
I guess
7 too.
This is like a perfectly executed core of agave.
Yeah.
So I gave it a little bit more for that.
Yeah, I gave it, actually, I understand your 7, because I was floating around that.
Yeah, I was too.
And I gave it a bonus point because of its uniqueness and the core of agave, but also I like the transparency. Because I think we were talking about that during the live when we opened this. They list out like what field it's grown.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
Okay. It mentions which estate.
Yeah.
Which, every iteration is going to be
like that kind of transparency. I do appreciate, and like you don't see that.
It is a unique presentation.
No.
Okay, guys. Moving on to drinkability. I had an 8. I'm going to go up to a 9 because every single time I've taken a sip, I want to take another sip. I had to pour myself more during the tasting, and I'm almost done with that as well. I seriously could sit here and keep sipping on this thing. So I'm at a 9.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. I give it an 8. Okay. I'm tempted to go up as well. I mean, it's really drinkable.
It's so drinkable.
I think the only thing
reason
why I wouldn't necessarily go back to is because it's missing that nuance that I would like to
look for.
Look
at your glass.
I know, I get that, and that's why it's going
to
be controversial.
And if I were to refill it, you would drain it again.
And I would, but then at the same time, it's like, I am getting it in its purest form.
You would totally take another sip.
Yeah. Sticking with my 8.
Okay, whatever. So here's the thing.
Now, what'd you give it?
Again.
Drinkability 10. I gave it a 10.
Wow.
Okay. If you gave me water and I had to score water would be 10, right?
No.
Yes, it would. Drinkability of water is 10. It's
not
perfect.
Necessarily. It's how much do you want to take another sip? If I'm not thirsty.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Sometimes.
You can't live without water.
Depending on where your tap's coming from.
You can't live without water.
There's some weird differences in the minerals.
Oh, my God.
That,
you're getting political here now, huh? All right. So here's the thing. Wow. Water, drinkability of 10. This is like drinking water. I don't taste any alcohol. This is just like a really pleasant water that I'm just drinking every day. This it's just amazing. It's wonderful. I can drink this again every day, all day. If somebody switched this out with water, I would not know the difference. I'd be like, oh, it's water. Thanks.
You're still talking?
Apparently. Let's move on to aesthetics 3.
Oh, I gave this a 3 initially. I gave it a 4 in the end. I like the clean design. I actually also like the cursive writing on the back. It's clean. Oh, the bottle. Look at that. So I guess this is a 5 for you.
No, I gave it a 4. The reason I gave it a 4 is because it doesn't have George C. Stagg on in the front. But look at the bottle.
Yeah.
Come on.
Still looks great. Still looks good. Great. Yeah.
It's okay. It's just, it's very blah. Okay, the label, the sticker and everything.
It does, I mean, it's like a
wine. It fades into the background. It's not bad. It's fine, but it's not anything higher than
a 3.
It's
just nice and clean. I mean, I guess I like blue.
Dude, have you gone to a tequila aisle of a liquor store recently? This is not a 4.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Because Dutch has all the Clase Azul over there. That's what he collects secretly. But
that's a great presentation. I mean, how you don't stand out with this. I'm okay with... With the clear packaging.
Okay, like, I'll bring it down.
Factor in the like,
you
the Codigo.
Are right, man.
Okay. The Codigo's got a nice, clear... Fine. If you're going to go for the clear, show more of it off. Don't put this big sticker.
Yeah, big sticker. You're right. That's a good point.
It's just not perfect for me.
So true. No, you're right.
It's not offensive, but it's not a 4. It's a 3.
Okay. I give it a 3.
So we all agree. Great. Sure. Final category, value. I waffled between a 3 and a 4. Ultimately ended up at a 4. This is additive free. It's a great tasting Blanco, and I can't think of many more at $40 that are this good.
I think you just convinced me to go to a 5.
I mean, I was
on value.
Okay.
So I gave it a 4 too. And the reason
it's really good.
I don't know. It's really good.
Dylan, what'd you give it?
I gave it a 3.
Mm. What are you buying that is this good Blanco at $40?
It's good. The problem is that if I want a unique Blanco that I want to just sip because of the variety of flavors that I'm getting or the different kind of presentation that I want, I don't think I would reach for this. Mm. This is a pure expression for sure, but that's not like value necessarily.
The question is value, price, and availability. I mean, availability is pretty good with this.
It's there.
Price is great. I mean, I really think the only thing that... I think this is really only competing with Fortaleza at this level.
So I don't think this is available in most places.
They have this at Target here in Southern California.
But this is not the rest of the world.
I know, but based on our knowledge and based on what our experience is out in the market, I think we have to factor that in. I see your point.
I've never seen this in New York.
That's why I didn't go to a 5, actually, which is the availability.
I thought you lived in Puerto Rico, dude.
No.
Now you live in New York. Whatever.
You're sticking with your 4?
Yeah, I'm going to stay with my 4.
Right. Yeah, I'm sticking with 3.
Well... That sums it up. Let's get our final scores and tally this up. I, even though I went up on one category, I went down on another, so I'm still at an 80.
Exact same pattern for me, and I stayed at 78.
78.
Which gives us our official Curiosity Public score for Tequila Ocho Blanco, the 2021 release. A very solid... Very high silver at 78.
Hi-ho, silver.
Now, the math nerds out there would be thinking we should round that up, but we round down here at the Ultimate Spirits Competition.
So I get it. I get it why the what is that?
Ultimate Spirits Challenge.
Whatever, Average Spirits Challenge or whatever it's called. I get it. Because the spirits drinker, you know, they probably smelled it and then tasted it and they said, oh, it's agave.
Yeah. Boom. Great, bright agave.
Yeah, that's why it would get lots of awards. I think our, you know, breakdown, the minutiae, the nerding out on the details really breaks this down. And I think hopefully people will look at that and say, am I somebody who wants just a pure, clear expression? This is the one to get. If you want other types of flavors in a Blanco, then maybe something else, you know, would work better. We're going to see because we're going to do head-to-head.
All right. Jules, take us out.
Tell us what you guys think in the comments below. Give us a thumbs up if you like this episode or thumbs down. Let us know either way. We'd love to get your feedback. Hit that subscribe button for more videos from Curiosity Public. Hit that bell icon so you get notified when new videos get uploaded. We do have a podcast. Be sure to check that out on the major podcast platforms out there. We do have a Patreon. Hopefully, by then, with this, if it is, there's a link in the description. And as all, we also are selling t-shirts. Check that out. You can't get that t-shirt.
That might be available.
Maybe. We'll see. At any rate, stay safe, stay healthy.
Stay curious. We'll be right back. the outro.
I know. Every time.
Every time's the first time.